USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden intends to run for re-election in 2024. He gave an exclusive interview Friday to MSNBC and says, I treat myself as a candidate from that moment on. I've not made that formal decision, but it's my intention. University of Virginia Center for Politics Director Larry Sabato says Biden will run as long as he's healthy. Sabato also says Biden is trying to provide stability to the Democratic Party and his own presidency by rerunning.
He's made it clear repeatedly and significantly all the people around him, including the First Lady, have reinforced that point of view. He is going to run for re-election as long as his health permits him to do so.
The president will be 82 if he gets re-elected and 86 if he finishes his second term. Former President Trump is the leading Republican candidate in certain polls, but he's not set whether he'll run or not. Conservatives on social media mocked MSNBC host Chris Hayes for claiming that a GOP victory in the upcoming midterm elections will unleash chaos in the United States. The All-In with Chris Hayes host expressed his fear that both voters and elites don't understand how dire the stakes are for America if Republicans gain a congressional majority in November. On Friday, Hayes tweeted, I think it's very hard to communicate to the median voter convincingly the chaos that a GOP victory is likely to unleash, and I think a lot of professionals vastly underestimate the tail risk. And then thousands came to pay their respects to the fallen.
Thousands of police officers from around the country gathered in Connecticut Friday for a joint funeral for two police officers who were shot to death in an apparent ambush on October 12th. Bristol PD officers Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamzy gave it all. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hundreds of people applauded and some wiped away tears as the Mississippi community unveiled a larger-than-life statue of Emmett Till on Friday, not far from where white men kidnapped and killed the black teenager over accusations he had flirted with a white woman in a country store. Change has come, and it will continue to happen, Madison Harper, a senior at LaFleur County High School, told a racially diverse audience at the statue's dedication. Decades ago, our parents, grandparents, could not envision that a moment like today would transpire. The 1955 lynching became a catalyst for the civil rights movement. Till's mother, Mamie Till Mobley, insisted on an open casket funeral in Chicago so the world could see the horrors inflicted on her 14-year-old son. The Texas Department of Public Safety fired an officer Friday who was at the scene of the Uvalde school massacre and becomes the first member of the state police force to lose their job in the fallout over the hesitant response to the May attack. The department served Sergeant Juan Maldonado with termination papers. No details were offered about his role at the scene of the May 24 shooting at Robb Elementary School. The firing comes 5 months after the mass shooting that has put state police under scrutiny over their actions on the school campus. The world of college football had at least a few days to catch its collective breath after a Week 7 that saw one of the best regular season football games in history. The Tennessee versus Alabama game will go down as one of the best games ever played as the Vols finally took down Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.